It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
The two states of Texas and Florida have often competed against each other because of the natural endowments both have. Many tales have been told about people from the two states trying to outdo each other. The tales are often very humorous. Perhaps I have one you haven't heard. The Texan was visiting his friend in Florida. For the first few days, his friend in Florida made great efforts to show the man from Texas many of the famous sights of the Sunshine State. But the Texan seemed unimpressed with any of the sights he saw. He'd always remarked that in Texas they had something bigger and better. Well, getting a little disgusted at the pride of the Texan, the host decided that he'd get one on the Texan that he couldn't top. So one night, just before bedtime, the host slipped into the Texan's room and put a 50-pound turtle in his bed. Well, the Texan came into his room as usual, put on his pajamas, and crawled into bed. He reached over and turned out the light. As he stretched out, his feet came into contact with the turtle. Letting out a scream which could be heard a city block, the Texan jumped out of bed and turned on the light. About that time, his friend from Florida came running into the room. "What's the matter?" his friend asked. "Why did you scream?" "Well, there's something in my bed," the Texan replied. The men reached down and pulled back the cover. And there was the 50-pound turtle exactly where his friend in Florida had left it. Well, after a few moments of silence, the Texan looked at his host and asked, "What is it?" Well, his friend from Florida, trying his best to keep from laughing, replied in a very sophisticated manner, "Oh, it's only a Florida bed bug." The Texan looked at the turtle a little closer, then turned to his host and said, "It sure is a little squirt, isn't it?" Well, pride is kind of humorous sometimes, but often pride is more harmful than it is humorous. A person should take pride in his work, but pride that overrules humility in spirit is a dangerous thing. A person needs some pride if he's to accomplish his best, but he also needs to remember that pride must be mixed with humility and never assume that what he has accomplished entirely by himself. Ralph Waldo Emerson once wrote that pride ruined the angels. Let me hasten to say that pride has also ruined many humans. For pride has about it some very destructive capabilities when it isn't kept in proper perspective. Never rid yourself of proper pride, for it's a very valuable asset to you. It is a God-given asset. Just always remember to keep it balanced with humility. Arrogant, false pride will do nothing but destroy. But pride, properly mixed with humility, will mean a better life for you and for those who come into contact with you.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.